When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Alexis is looking for a second date update with a guy named Tim. Hi, Alexis.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's going on? You want to tell us about Tim, how you two met? Take us down that path, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. So I meet Tim, this great guy on Bumble, and we went out twice, and I really thought that we were heading in the direction of a relationship, actually. I thought we were on the same page on so many levels, like everything. I mean, like everything. We talked about family, about work, money, travel. I mean, same on everything. Mm-hmm. Mm. So I know he was totally attracted to me because he was very touchy-feely, you know?
Oh.
And I mean, even just the way he smiled at me was just very sweet. And I made it very clear that I was interested. I flat out told him that I could see us dating for a long time.
And how did you respond to that?
Yeah.
Well, he seemed okay with it. I was careful not to say anything more than just dating. Didn't talk about us getting engaged or married or moving in together or even what we do for Christmas. I mean, just that I had the feeling that we'd be spending a lot of time together. That's all. You know, I didn't want to freak him out or anything, you know. Mm-hmm. So anyway, at the end of our second date, which was dinner, he walked me to my car and gave me a big hug. And that was it, which was fine. I mean, I'm good with taking it slow. And he had given me every indication that there would be another date. So I didn't really think much of it. And I drove away. And I mean, that was 4 days ago and I haven't heard a thing from him. And I called him once. I texted 3 times. And I just want to know what's up.
So based on what you said, assuming that it went as well as it did, what has happened on second date update in the past is somebody has the great experience you had and then not maybe ghost you, but put you on pause while they see whether or not there's any potential with this other thing. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, they just come back and say, hey, sorry, I've been so busy. I'm not saying that's what happened here.
The possibilities are endless. You just never know why people do the things that they do.
But have you ever met anyone that you're like, wow, you know, I like this person. I could see myself potentially in a relationship with this person. And then 10 seconds later, you're like, whoa, never mind. I just met the one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Actually, totally, yes.
Because Tim will tell you, it's sad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along.
That's very true.
Oh, my God. Is that a yacht rock song?
I believe that's England Dan and John Ford Coley, or however you say his name. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
How does it go, guys?
Nerdapalooza. It's sad to belong to someone else when the right one comes along.
I have no idea. We pride ourselves, Fritch, on being in the singers in the room, but I'm starting to think that it may actually be the fellas.
These guys are backup vocalists, Jen.
Hey, if you ever need two dudes to do some mellow gold, we're here for you.
Yep. I don't know. Just throwing ideas out there, Alexis. But I'll tell you what, why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll call your Tim and see what he thought of you and his date with you. Maybe he can offer some insight. It'll be interesting to see if there was something about you or the date or something that happened there that you're unaware of. If that's the case, we'll find out in just minutes as Second Date Update continues on Cincinnati's Q102.
My house has a new glow. I love my windows. Universal Windows Direct.
Summer's here. You don't want to be running that AC nonstop. Keep that cold air inside with new energy-efficient windows from Universal Windows Direct. Hi, it's Tim. Call for a free estimate. 513-755-1800.
I love my windows. They've got that brand new home effect. Universal Windows.
Well, I gotta tell you, Alexis had gone out with Tim a couple of times. She originally met him on Bumble, and after the second dinner date, she thought, you know, I think we may be headed for a relationship. And she even vocalized that to him because they seem like they're on the same page when it comes to things like money, family, work, travel.
Always feel confident on your second date. With help from the Plastic Surgery Group, schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
He was showing interest in that he was engaged. He was smiling a lot. He was a little touchy-feely, which led her to believe that he was attracted to her. And after that second date was over, he walked her to her car, gave her a big hug. That was 4 days ago, and he's been dead quiet ever since.
Hmm. That's so weird. That's a big ghost.
Yeah. So we don't know what happened there, but we're going to call Tim and see if he'll offer some insight here. Let's just try to pin him down and get him to spill the tea.
Hello.
Hi, is this Tim?
Yes, it is.
It's Jeff and Jen and Tim and Fritch at Q102. How are you this morning?
Like Jeff and Jen, like you mean the radio is calling me?
Yeah, we got you on speakerphone. We're all here. Say hi,
hi
guys.
Tim.
Good morning.
Hi there, buddy.
Hey. Yeah, what's this about?
Well, you got a few minutes. We want to talk about a mutual friend, our friend Alexis, who you've gone out with a couple times. She sounds very nice, and she was telling us about you and what a cool guy you are and how much she enjoyed hanging out with you. And we just want to see what you're up to, bud.
Okay, that's crazy that she called you, but we can talk about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you made an impression on her. I don't know, this might be going out on a limb, but would it be crazy if she thought there might be some potential there between you two long term?
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay. So I guess I can tell you what's up because she called you. But like, so here's the thing. Like, she's actually really cool. I liked her a lot. But I think that I'm a little bit more of a traditional kind of guy than her.
Okay. How so?
Well, to be honest, I want to get married, right? So, like, I want a wedding. I want, like, all my friends and family there. You know, I just kind of, I don't know, I want to do all the stuff that comes along with the wedding. It's, like, a tradition that I really care about. It's important to me.
All those traditional rites of passage.
Yeah, I think it's cool. It's just always meant something to me, and I've always wanted that. And I don't know, I think she feels different. Like, on the date, she made it very clear that she's not on the same page. Like, this one point we were talking and she went on and on about a wedding that she was in the fall, like coming up in the fall. And she said she's not happy about it. She was like complaining about everything. She was like, oh, the dress, the shower, the bachelorette party, the bride's family, like other bridesmaids, you know, like all of it. It was just a complaint. And so she flat out said that she doesn't want to get married. And also she said like that she thinks it's just a piece of paper. It's unnecessary. So I just thought, well, we can't move forward. Like, she seems cool, but this is a block.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tim, people do change their mind on those things.
Sometimes you
meet
in the middle.
Maybe one or two people in the room here have changed their tune on that a wee bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can tell you that Chris wants all of that stuff, and I could just do keg beer and a piece of paper and chips.
Right.
And we'd be happy. But we got.
And would you have been happy not getting married at all? Were you good with just living together and being a couple forever without the license?
I mean, I'd be okay with that, but, you know, I need someone to be able to pull the plug later.
Yeah, you can set all that up legally. Like, Scott and I aren't married.
That's true.
And we have those agreements set up legally, you know, through an attorney on signed documents. You know, we don't have the piece of paper, and I don't know how different I feel like we are from a married couple other than the paper.
Yeah.
Now, Tim, despite your differences when it comes to marriage, she did say you seem to be on the same page when it came to all the other important things like money and family and work and your love of travel. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I do agree with that. But, you know, then there's this thing. And so, but yeah, I do.
It is kind of a big thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The marriage part. Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, Tim, we have Alexis on the line. Let's bring her in and talk about this a little bit. Alexis?
Well, Tim, I never said I wasn't open to the idea of marriage. I mean, like a wedding and stuff. I was just saying where I kind of stand on the whole thing for now. Plus, I mean, the wedding that I am in is so way over the top. It's just too much. I mean, honestly, I would never want a wedding like that, like so over the top. But, you know, something smaller someday. I mean, I don't know.
So you're not completely opposed. Was this a way, like, I could see someone in a dating situation who maybe is thinking men tend to freak out when you start talking about the future too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So as a preemptive strike, you kind of laid it out there, like, you know, just to kind of give him this, you know, to kind of give him the sense that you're fine just chilling and taking things slow.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't consciously doing it necessarily, but sort of, yes, maybe.
A little bit, maybe.
I mean, we are still, like, you know, it's two dates, and it felt, like, really, really comfortable, and I didn't want him to freak out and think that I was already ordering the china.
Yeah.
Right. You know?
I also know how she feels because I've been in a part of and been in a lot of weddings. And there was one point where I was like, I am totally fine with never getting married. Like, just dealing with all of the details.
Like,
and yeah, it felt like it took away from the love of the relationship because there were so many details and so much craziness. It was like, I'm fine. I'm totally fine never doing this.
It became about everything else and not what the whole moment was intended to be.
Yeah. Well, on this side of it, it sounds to me like there's some wiggle room there, assuming that's the only issue, Tim. Is there more to the story?
Well, no, I just think, like, to be honest, it sounds like she was changing her story, right? Like, at dinner, she seemed really adamant when we had the conversation. That was my read on it.
Mm. Well, listen, I don't know if it makes any difference to you. If you guys want to get together and talk about this some more and maybe clarify some things, you both sound like really nice people. I get the sense that there was a mutual attraction there, despite your differences on this topic. If you'd like to go out again, we'd be happy to pay for it. If not, then we'll walk away and call it good.
Yeah. I mean, like, if she is open to a discussion about that and, like, knowing where I stand and that's sort of non-negotiable, then yeah, like, okay, let's do it.
It's completely non-negotiable?
I mean, that's like, you know, I don't know, kind of.
That's up to you, Alexis. What do you want to do?
To be honest, like, this is the third wedding I've been in, or I'm going to be in, like, 9 months, so I kind of
You gotta start
like,
saying no, girl.
You can't. Everybody's my best friend. You can't say no. It's so hard.
It is.
it is so hard. And I guess, I mean, I guess I was kind of venting, and you know, like another dress and I like all this stuff. I am open to the idea of a wedding for myself.
Yeah.
I think it is different when it's yours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, it's not like it's next month or anything or ever. Not,
I mean, you two may break up in a month. Let's just go for date three. You know,
let's just say we're open to all possibilities.
I'm not trying to push either of you into it, but maybe you just need to take a little pressure off the situation.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to go out with you again, Tim.
All right. Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
That was a third date, I guess.
Awesome.
Third date in this case.
Wonderful.
Look at that.
Nice.
It's been a while.
We'll set it up with Alexis, which means she'll be reaching out to you soon with details, Tim. If you could give her the courtesy of a response, that would be great. And we appreciate you coming on and having the conversation with us.
Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for coming on Second Date Update. And Alexis, you hang on.
Okay.
All right. If you need a little help with the Second Date Update, see, there are success stories.
Every now and then.
Just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
How timely in the wake of Tim's wedding.
Yeah, we did record that before we got married on Saturday. Thank you. Woo. Success. I hope you guys had a good time.
No issue. Oh, we had a blast.
It was great.
It was fun.
I don't feel like I ate enough food at the wedding.
Same.
I just feel like, because you had, I'm not kidding, you had Holman Donuts there. I didn't have one. You had the Grater's truck. I didn't have one. I'm like, I didn't have a pierogi. Where was
you
I?
You missed out on all the fun.
I was too busy talking. I'm a little hoarse today from all of the talking
the night,
I did over
I
the weekend.
Yeah.
It's like, I just feel like I was socializing and I took like one pick. But did I have a good time.
It was a great time.
Yeah, Chris, I think we sampled one of everything.
Good.
Did you?
Yeah, except for the donut and the ice cream, but like everything that was laid out.
Sure.
Was perfect. And what was great is you'd walk in and you could eat right away.
Yes. Food was immediately available.
We knew our crowd.
That's right.
You do have to know your audience.
But we were laying in bed at the end of the night and he was like, "Do you think this was worth it?" I was like, "Yeah." I was like, "Do you?" He's like, "Absolutely."
Aww.
That's great.
Yeah.
Good.
It was really fun.
It was lovely.
Yeah, and it was kind of laid back, and it wasn't too formal, and I don't know. I just what was great about it was everybody could kind of go at their own pace, and some people were coming in later, you didn't really, you know, the speeches were well-timed so that it was sort of in the middle, so by the time everybody was there, that's sort of when things kind of got underway.
Did the three speeches, that was really the only sort of typical sort of wedding thing.
There wasn't a first dance or cutting of the cake or any of that business. Right. No lighting of the unity candle, which I was really bummed about because I would have loved to have gotten that on film.
Or pouring the two sands.
Either one. Yeah. Yes.
Did you guys have any surprises or did you get each other wedding gifts?
Oh, there was one celebrity surprise.
There was a celebrity surprise that our boss sort of tipped me off that she had a surprise coming, but I didn't know what it was. I thought, oh, maybe she had, you know, Justin Bieber record a message for us or something.
Or Christopher Cross or something.
Did she bring in Joe Burrow up in here? That'd be cool.
Oh, my God.
He was already
imagine?
In New York. So.
Yeah. But the Bearcat showed up, which, you know, was a cool surprise because he and I go way back to some crazy parties in Clifton.
Yeah, nice. Great.
So
I thought he was very entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He ran around and took pictures with everyone and was like high-fiving and then did like
dancing.
Some little dance move on the
floor.
He
did the splits.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was throwing the kids around. It was great.
Looking thing, yeah, he was putting kids. Like,
oh,
noogies.
One of your little nieces, I think, was just completely enamored.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
Kenzie.
The cute little blonde with the ringlets. Oh, for the love!
See, there was a little something there for everybody.
Yeah.
So thanks again. It was great. And Little Miami Brewing Event Center was super cool.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
And that place is beautiful. Like right when you walk in, they have that ginormous living wall with all the plants. And Holly down the road here, she did a full photo shoot in front of it.
Yeah.
It was no drama or anything.
No. That's... And there were people there that have been escorted out of other weddings I've been to.
So you had your
so
eye on
I
them.
Was kind of hoping that we would have had a little something going on, but no, everyone was well behaved, had a good time.
Wow. Was there an after party?
There may have been. Probably half my family probably went to the casino. I'm not sure.
But, oh, yeah.
That means there was.
Yeah.
We were not invited.
But, oh, no. I left a little early.
We
did. Anyway.
We went to the hotel, and thanks to you guys for springing for the 21C for us.
Welcome. Oh, yeah. I'm glad that went well.
Well, good. I noticed, though, when he came into work this morning, he didn't have his wedding ring on.
Yeah, Jeff said, where's the ring? I said, oh, my God, I forgot.
What?
I took it off to do dishes last night.
Yeah.
It's funny.
So, I mean, with these two weddings happening, like, boom, boom, 3 weeks apart, I mean, is Scott feeling any pressure over there?
Oh, God, no.
No?
Not at all. No. I mean, we don't even talk about it.
There you go. You just got one. Just going to keep on living in sin and, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. If he asked me if I wanted to marry him, clearly I would say yes. But, I mean, we don't even really talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, you got
you have
a few
no
years.
Plans on asking him to marry you then.
I don't know if he would say yes. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, no. If that's the case, you need to make it a very public proposal.
Put him on the spot.
No, we don't even really talk about it. The only thing we ever talked about, as I said, you know, if you were ever going to ask me to marry you, I don't want to know about it. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I don't,
surprise
don't
me
take me shopping
Correct.
For a ring before.
I want to be totally surprised out of the blue, like, you know,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Well, how long you two been together now?
8 years.
Okay. Yeah. You got a few more years because these two.
I'm in the 12 to 13
range.
Yeah. Well, that's right. That's where we're in.
Maybe in 5 years we'll talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Good to be sure.
That's funny. All right, it's 8:22. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Coming up, your shot at $1,000. We're going to play the 1K letter of the day.
Thanks for listening
Next. To
the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.